Welcome to Venango County Tea Party Patriots 2011 Municipal Primary Election Forum. Candidates for commissioner from both parties were asked to participate in this audio forum. All were given the same questions and the same approximate time to respond. The Venango County Tea Party Patriots is happy to provide this information to educate the voters so that they can make informed decisions at the polling place. Our guest today is Vincent Witherup, who is an incumbent Venango County Commissioner running on the Republican ticket in this municipal primary. Welcome, Vince.
Thank you, Jay.
We'll start right in with the questions. Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you want to be Venango County Commissioner.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you and the Venango County Tea Party for the opportunity to participate in this audio forum. Mm-hmm. I'd rather have an informed voter than I would just someone that goes out and checks a box on a ballot. Mm-hmm. I think it's a really valuable service to the community. I really do. Well, I'm a lifelong county resident. I was born here, grew up here, expect to die here, but not today.
Yes.
My children live here and work in Venango County. My grandchildren live in Venango County and are educated in Venango County. And I even have a great-grandchild that was born here in Venango County this past year. My family history goes back a long time in Venango County. John Witherup was one of the first settlers here back in the late 1700s, before Venango County was Venango County. He was also elected as the first sheriff of Venango County. I was fortunate enough to be born in Franklin, and my formative years were molded by St. Patrick's School when they had real nuns teaching. I went to Franklin High School, and we had excellent, excellent teachers and excellent coaches, mm-hmm. and a good football team, too.
Mm-hmm.
My parents encouraged me to participate in the Boy Scouts at an early age, and I'm proud to say that I'm an Eagle Scout. And because of the excellent, excellent coaches of Franklin, I was fortunate enough to get a football scholarship to Grove City College.
Mm-hmm.
Without that scholarship, I probably would have never gone to college, in fact. And it's a strict Presbyterian college and extremely good education. In the mid-60s, I started my working career in Franklin here for a local company. I went to work for Conair. And my 40-plus year career involved international management, finance, marketing, and sales. And I'm proud to say that we built a world leader from the humble beginnings in Franklin, Pennsylvania. A couple years ago, I retired, and sitting around, really felt that I just wanted to make a difference, to see if I could make a difference for my children, my grandkids, and my great-grandkids. That happened when I read an article in the newspaper with Judge Lobaugh looking for someone to fill the unexpired term of the late Troy Wood. So, to make a long story short, I sent a letter of interest, was fortunate enough to be appointed, and after 3 months, I find there's a really big, challenging job out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's much, much more than what I really expected. I think I can make a contribution in the next 4 years. There's so much to learn in the first year. I think that it does qualify me to take the next step for the next 4 years. I have no personal agenda, and I do not want to start a whole new career. So I'm looking forward to the challenge.
Okay, well, that kind of goes right into our second question about the qualifications that you think are important for a commissioner to have and what you bring to the table.
Well, if you read the county code, there's three basic requirements. One, you have to be a U.S. citizen. Mm-hmm. Born in Venango County obviously mm-hmm. qualifies me. 1 year of residence in the county. I have that beat by 60-some years. And I certainly have the third one beat because you have to be 18 years of age or older. And I think there is one more that says you cannot be convicted of a criminal, a violent crime.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't found that in the book yet, but I'm told that that's fact. I guess the other requirements that are unwritten are pretty much the same as I found in my business career.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to have some common sense. I think you have to be a good listener, mm-hmm. and I think you have to be able to build consensus. And I found that in spades in the last 3 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you have learned then some of the responsibilities of commissioner, and maybe you could tell us which one you feel are most important.
Well, the responsibilities of being a commissioner are really numerous and varied. They're basically broken down into two categories, both executive and legislative. On the executive or administrative bucket, basically, the commissioners are responsible for long-range planning of the county. Secondly, to build a common-sense budget, hiring and firing of employees and management of those employees, managing the county assets. And in the legislative bucket, it's basically levying taxes and passing and enforcing various ordinances. The most important, I feel, is the prudent spending of our hard-earned taxpayers' dollars. And in this uncertain times, that's become more and more important, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. You know, I really, honest to God, do believe that the commissioners are hired by the voters and are responsible to the voters.
And what would you like to accomplish as commissioner in this term?
My campaign, and this is the first time I ever ran a campaign, so I'm fairly simple at this. I have four planks in my platform, basically. The number one is no increase in county taxes. Even in these uncertain times, there's a number of reasons for that. We're in a county of declining population and advancing age, and our folks in Venango County physically can't afford any additional taxes. My second platform has to do with economic development. I think that we have to be extremely aggressive in economic development, and that I'm going to work very, very hard to accomplish if I get a chance in the next 4 years. And those two things together is the third plank of my platform, is really to improve the quality of life for everybody in Venango County. We deserve it. We're hardworking people, and it can be done. The fourth plank is really, you know, I use that word transparency, and I think it's an overused word, but you have to work in the open with the other two county commissioners, regardless of political persuasion, for the good of all county residents. And that is really, really important.
All right. And a lot of people in our county are always interested in how campaigns are funded. So how is your campaign being funded?
I have no experience in fundraising. I have no real experience in politics. But I basically have two sources of funding for my campaign. The primary contributor, obviously, is going to be me. Secondary contributor are people in the county that think that I can make a positive difference. I don't want any major contributors. I think there really should be a law that says that you could only spend so much on a campaign. It shouldn't be the dollars that affect the outcome of an election. I might be old-fashioned that way, but that's the way I think it should be.
Next question. What qualifies you to handle a multi-million dollar budget?
The multi-million dollar budget is correct. First of all, I want to point out that the budget of Venango County is around $50 million. Mm-hmm. $10 million of that comes directly to the county from the county taxpayers. The other 80% is basically from the county taxpayers, but back through the federal government or the state government. I have experience in both the private sector and the public sector in dealing with multi-million dollar budgets. Let's start with the private sector, because I spent 40 years of my life in the private sector. I worked for a $100 million plus company, a multinational, and we had operations in Europe, India, Singapore, Taiwan, Japan, China, Mexico, Brazil, and that added a whole lot of complexities to the budgeting process. We had to deal with both different laws, different currencies, and different economic conditions in various parts of the world. With Witherup's, our family company, I've been involved with the management of Witherup's for the last 30 years. We're a multi-million dollar company. And I think the experience, the Witherup's experience that I'm bringing to the county involves the negotiation of union contracts. For the last 25 years or so, I've been part of the negotiating team at Witherup's to negotiate the union contracts for that organization. Currently, we have two unions that represent some of the Venango County employees, and those contract negotiations are coming up this year. And the third I'm chairman of FICTA, which is Franklin Industrial and Commercial Development Authority. I've been on that authority for 30 years, 25 years, someplace around there. And that gave me an insight into the public sector budgeting, which is a bit different than the private sector, but I have experience dealing with other government agencies, and I think that will be helpful in the future as a commissioner. Now, I'd like to just say that, you know, budgeting is a sort of an educated guess. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know of anybody that does have a crystal ball. You're never going to be exact. The budget is either going to be over or under. Under is not quite as bad as being over, but I really believe in having a educated, conservative, factual budget to work from, because it is the best tool that we have for management. And every budget decision has very definite consequences to both the taxpayers and the employees of the county. So I take it very seriously.
In the county, there's been controversies over the purchase of the West Unit, now the county office building. And looking back, hindsight, how would you have handled that issue?
That was a question I struggled over the most, because I was not involved at the time. It did not happen on my watch. But I'm not sure what it's all about. I don't know who the main critics are, and I don't know what is the base problem. Do people think there were was fraud involved? Don't know. Do people think that someone took advantage of the county? Don't know that. Personally, I think in some respects, I don't like to second-guess previous administrations. I think that the commissioners thought it was a good deal at the time. It has proven not to be a bad deal to date. I'm really perplexed in a way to really explain that. I'm starting to think that it's pretty much old news, and I think it's coming up because it's an election year. Mm-hmm. I'll give you an example, though, with FICTA. When FICTA was formed, we ended up taking over the old Chicago Pneumatic Tool Building to provide space for startup businesses, et cetera, and we were criticized for competing with the private sector. And that is, in some respects, is a fair criticism. But in FICTA's case, we managed over a period of years to create 25 companies over there with in excess of 400 people, and it's been a real positive success story. Having said that, I also believe that the private sector can do things better than the public sector. So I think that that the West Unit will continue to be a thorn in somebody's side, but I'm not too sure it's a county-wide issue.
Do you have any thoughts on economic development in our area and how that can be best accomplished?
I've worked with economic development for lots of years here, and 2 minutes is certainly not enough time for me to expound on economic development, but it is the most important challenge that Venango County faces by far. Mm-hmm. The West Unit pales into insignificance when it comes to that. Thinking back to when I graduated from high school, we had Pennzoils, we had the U.S. Steels, we had the Quaker States, we had the CPTs. My kids, my grandkids certainly, don't even know those names existed in this area. The population is down over 14%, almost 15% in Venango County from when I graduated from high school. And the most recent 2010 census projects the population to decrease another 9% by the year 2030. You know, we have hardworking people here in Venango County. We have abundant natural resources. We're in a good geographic location when you look at it. From a national standpoint, we have Interstate 79 north and south, 80 east and west, and we're halfway between Chicago and New York. A lot of counties would dive to be in the geographic position of Venango County. Economic development doesn't happen overnight. It's not like turning on a light switch. The first thing is that we have to secure what we have now. We have a lot of good companies here now. We have to make sure that they want to stay in Venango County. We need to provide them a business-friendly environment so that they can do that. Saying that, we don't have total control of whether a company located in Venango County will stay here, especially if they're owned and really the top management is someplace else in the country. But we have to work very, very diligently to keep what we have here at the present time. Second thing is that we have to nurture the young entrepreneurs in the area. John Ribb, the founder of Conair, he was a local Venango County kid, had an idea and grew a multi-million dollar business right here in Venango County. Joe Joy, same thing. And there's a lot of young presidents now in the county that give me hope. They're doing a very, very good job. They're interested in the county. They're interested in economic development, and we have to support that effort to the max. The third is to market our strengths, both nationally and internationally. I would bet that most people don't know the amount of business we do in Venango County export. There's a lot of export business done here. There's a lot of foreign companies located in Venango County. And we need to market our unique assets to both international and other domestic companies. My big gripe is, in the past, I think that the major economic development agencies have always tried for the home run every time they're up to bat. My personal opinion is I'd rather have 10 companies that each would hire 50 people than one company with an employment of 500. You know, the other thing is, there's no one agency that's ever entirely responsible for someone making the decision to move to Venango County. No one economic development agency. It's a whole lot of things. It's the economic development agency. It's the chambers of commerce. It's the other business owners in the area. It's the general public. There's no magic answer to economic development. It's just hard work, but it can be done.
All right, and what are some things that you would like to see changed given the availability of funds and staffing, or quite possibly the non-availability of funds and staffing?
I think the order of the day is going to be the non-availability of funds. Like I said before, we're in very, very cloudy times as far as both the federal and state budget goes. But after I thought about that question, whether we have funds or not, I don't think it changes any of my core beliefs. I believe in small government. I believe the non-availability of funds is going to force us to become even more efficient in the running of the county government. And as I said before also, private is always better than public when it comes to running anything.
And do you plan to be a full-time or a part-time commissioner?
I certainly plan to be a full-time commissioner. You know, I've been a commissioner now for 90 days, and I can tell you, honestly, it is a 24/7 job. Mm-hmm. But there's no time clocks, no overtime. You don't get paid for overtime. And if you are looking for a 9-to-5 job, this is probably not the job to have. You have early morning meetings, you have evening meetings, you have weekend commitments, mm-hmm. and you have a little bit of less than normal home life. And one of the things I did before I decided to run was had a long, long conversation with my wife, Lee, because it takes a team to do that, and it is a very big imposition on both your family time. Because you never know what's going to happen. If you like a rigid lifestyle, this is probably not for you.
Okay.
It's been a very eye-opening experience in the last 3 months.
I'll bet. Last question is, do you have any thoughts on how property taxes can be reduced?
You know, I ask my wife, how much money do we spend in property taxes to Venango County? She said, I don't know. So thank you for asking the question, because I had to do a little research myself. One thing I know, we have 675 square miles in Venango County. That's not going to change. We have $2.5 billion worth of total assets in Venango County. Of the $2.5 billion, $1.9 billion is on the tax bills. But we're a rural county, and a lot of that is vacant land. We put out a little over 36,000 tax bills a year and collect about $10 million in county taxes. Now, going back to what I said before, the budget is $50 million. $10 million we collect directly from the county, and the balance comes through federal and state. There's only two ways to cut the county portion of the tax bill. One, and the most preferable, is with an aggressive economic development program, which really increases the tax base. The second way, which is minimal, is to cut discretionary spending in the county for county services. And the only two things that really fall into discretionary are probably the airport and Two Mile Run County Park. And that's not a whole lot of money when you put it in the $10 million bucket. If I take and divide the $10 million by the 36,000 tax bills and tell you that the county charges about less than 80 cents a day in county taxes to live in Venango County, that's where we're at. So there's not a whole lot you can cut, but I'll flat guarantee you no one can afford a raise. The total tax burden, everybody can tell you what they pay in taxes, but the total tax burden is a real problem in the county, and that takes into consideration school taxes and a whole lot of other things that are not under the control of the commissioners.
Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to come in and answer the questions that were coming from the grassroots, and have a couple minutes that if you'd like to sum up and let people know anything that we didn't cover, feel free.
I guess I feel that I'm uniquely qualified for the reasons stated before, but one of the big things is my last 90 days experience. I can't believe what it must be like for a new county commissioner to come in, or three new county commissioners to come in on day one and be expected to be anywhere near efficient or know what they're doing. It's going to take me 6 months just to learn the acronyms that I get confused of it on every day. But I can tell you, one, that I have absolutely no hidden agenda. I'm not doing this for business or personal reasons. I have full time to devote to this adventure, and I do mean an adventure. And the nicest thing, I think, the thing I missed in retirement was it was more of a mental challenge. This job, I'm learning something new every day, and I like that. I also am a big proponent of working as a team. I don't expect anybody to be fluent or perfect in every phase, but with a team, you can get a lot further than an individual. And my allegiance is solely to the voters. I have no other allegiances whatsoever. The voters are my boss, and I respect that. I'm a classic conservative. I've been around the world a number of times, but, you know, I really like, and I live here because I like to live here, not because I need to live here. My children are here, and I want my children, my grandkids, and my great-grandchildren to have the same opportunity that I had growing up in Venango County. I believe in the people, and if you believe in me, if you're a Republican, vote for me on May 17th. If you're a Democrat, independent, libertarian, I ask for your vote in November. And that's all I have to say. Thank you very much, and God bless.
Venango County Tea Party Patriots thanks you for being an informed voter and encourages you to get out and vote on May 17th. These interviews with commissioner candidates can be found at vctpp.org, the Venango County Tea Party Patriot website. That's vcTPP.org.